Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hunker Down Guide Show, where we talk about hurricane preparedness. As I promised, in this episode, we're going to be talking about hurricane evacuation zones, and this comes from our free course on the hunkerdownguide.com website, and I'll show you what that looks like right here. This course, you can sign up for free, and we are... I've already looked at the introduction, and this video episode, we're going to share about what is a hurricane evacuation zone. And you can take the lesson here, and you can listen to it on this show as well. In this episode, I take this very seriously because I've had family members that have gone through some pretty severe experiences, had damage, extensive damage from storm surge. And that's what hurricane evacuation zones are really focused on, is the storm surge. When a hurricane or a tropical storm comes in to an area, it can well up the ocean waters and bring them and push them on shore. And this affects, obviously, people on the coastline, but you would be surprised how far it can penetrate in. In Hurricane Milton, a couple of years ago here in the Tampa Bay area, there were a lot of people. I had a lot of friends who had houses, that needed a complete rebuild, where the insides were just saturated with water because they lived on drainage canals or streams and other things that just took a brunt of the storm surge coming in. I also, in the book, I talk about an experience I had with my parents because they were in a storm that had a 12-foot storm surge, and I saw firsthand the type of destruction that caused and damage to their home. Luckily, they were in a stilt house, a two-story cedar stilt house built to take the storm. They were directly on the open Gulf, and I saw many homes around them that were one-story ranch-style cement block type construction that's very common here in Florida, and just the walls bashed in, everything ruined inside. People drowned in their neighborhood that couldn't get out. It was pretty awful. So with that, I'm going to bring up and show you the lesson from this course. And again, I invite you to come to hunkerdownguide.com, and you can just go in there. And this is a free thing for everyone, because I believe that the most important thing is to figure out if you can stay safely in your location in a specific hurricane, or if you need to evacuate to a safe shelter. That's a fundamental thing that you have to make a decision. And so this video is another part of that decision education process. And we'll take it from there and jump over to the video. In this first section of the course, we're going to be doing a deep dive into hurricane evacuation zones, because they are really the absolute must evacuate factor. The first lesson is, what is a hurricane evacuation zone? A hurricane evacuation zone is a designated area, typically low-lying or coastal, which has been identified by emergency management officials as vulnerable to life-threatening storm surge during a tropical storm or hurricane. Now, we're going to talk about this because this affects many areas in the United States, along the coasts, along bays and rivers, drainage canals. It's surprising how close you can be to the coastline and not really realize it sometimes. So authorities have created these maps that help guide everyone, authorities and the population like us, in when we need to evacuate. Now these can extend far inland, and I'm going to talk for a second about some personal experience. My parents in 1993 rode out the no-name storm, which was not technically a tropical cyclone, but it had 90 mile per hour winds that came off the Gulf of Mexico and slammed into the west coast of Florida with a 12-foot storm surge. They were in a two-story house that was also built up on stilts. And the aftermath was quite shocking from that storm. The in their case, I had to go and basically rescue them and get them down from this stilt house, because all of the decks and all of the stairways and everything on that were on the ground floor of this structure were just washed away. It was washed right down to the limestone. There wasn't a plant or anything left on the property. And one-story houses up there were just completely gutted from the effects of that 12-foot storm surge. And that's not the worst-case scenario. There are Katrina, which had a that was in you know, New Orleans, obviously, where it slammed in. It had a 28-foot storm surge, and that went 6 to 12 miles inland in places. And over 1,800 people died in that storm. And that's not even the worst case. The most modern worst case type of scenario was in Bangladesh in 1970, and that was a 34-foot storm surge from a tropical cyclone, and that killed probably about 500,000 people. It was a terrible tragedy. So we're going to talk about these, you know, how we can prevent ourselves from being trapped in a very, very bad situation. Basically, the hurricane evacuation zones start out as SLOSH models, they're called. This is National Weather Service, GIS, Geographic Information Systems, modeling, where they take all of the National Hurricane Center storm data from the past 100 years, and satellite data and all sorts of information, and geographic data, where they get the elevations and the topography of the coastal areas. And these are mashed into a model, computer model, that is run, and they do this for all of the areas in the country that could be affected by hurricanes and tropical storms. And they create maps that have zones A, B, C, and so on. And we'll look at a few of those maps right now. This is the Hillsborough County, which is has Tampa, Temple Terrace, and Plant City. You can see zone A is a huge area of the coast on Tampa Bay. And you can see, if you're familiar with this area, it is a huge part of the downtown Davis Islands. Even MacDill Air Force Base is in zone A. So this would affect hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people if this was a, you know, actually came in and hit. So that's just zone A. There's a zone in our county. There's a zone B, C, D, and E. And you can see it goes quite far inland. And we're not the exception in this case. You can see there's some details with the roads on the map on the left there, and zoom in. But this other map is the Charleston central area. And Charleston is very vulnerable to storm surge. And they also have zone A, B, C, D, and E. Almost, well, every area, I believe, has to have these maps created, and they are quite eye-opening. This is part of Pinellas County. The reason I'm showing this is because they actually have zone A, B, C, D, E, and the green area is a mobile home parks, because there's a lot of retired people, a lot of people that live in mobile homes in Pinellas County, and so they actually have mapped specifically where those are. And that is one of the factors we'll get into in the next lesson, how to identify what zone you might be in. And even if you're not in a mobile home park, if you're in a mobile home, or an RV, or some sort of manufactured home, you have to be extremely careful, because those are usually considered to be mandatory evacuation zones. So if they evacuate zone A, they may also be evacuating all of the mobile homes folks. So something to keep in mind. Now, who decides what gets done with these maps? There are emergency operations centers, which are basically hurricane-proof buildings that government officials go to, and they'll have meteorologists and scientists and law enforcement, rescue people, and government elected officials, and they will talk about the storm intensity, the tracks from the hurricane, National Hurricane Center, as well as the intensities and other factors like wind directions and so on. So they'll decide if they're going to do evacuation. And they do not do these lightly because it costs, you know, millions and millions of dollars and a huge impact on people to evacuate. In a lot of areas, they will reverse the highways and interstates so that, you know, a lot of cars can be moving. Now, we are going to talk about evacuation further in this course, but it is not an easy thing to do, but it is a necessary thing if the conditions are such that it needs to be done. So that's why we have to monitor if we need to evacuate or not. And I'll just say a few words here because I cannot emphasize that enough, that if you are in a hurricane evacuation zone, let's say you're in zone B, and they say that it A and B and C need to evacuate, you need to follow the authorities' directions. Generally speaking, the police and the authorities are going to be trying to evacuate hundreds of thousands of people potentially, or millions of people, and they are not going to probably, you know, kick down your door and drag you out and throw you in a bus or something like that. You're an adult, you're going to make your decision, but I plead with you to follow what the authorities say, because it's easy to say, oh, nothing has ever happened in our area since I've lived here for 40 years. That doesn't mean that the next storm may be so intense and your geography and your situation may be such that your home could be inundated by storm surge. And that's what these hurricane evacuation zones are all about. You know, and it is in some jurisdictions, what they'll do is if they have to fly a helicopter after the fact and rescue you off of a roof, you could be paying for that cost of that rescue or be fined. There's all sorts of, you know, potential penalties, but the biggest penalty is, of course, your being in a very unsafe situation with the potential for life-threatening injuries or death. So it is not something to play around with. And I can't stress enough that now that we've looked at what these zones represent, let's, in the next lesson, we're going to talk about how do we find out where our zone is, if we're in a zone, for a specific address, and we are going to go through some examples.